Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week we talked about trusting in God, and it's certainly something that I think we've probably done a few heartbeats on now, trusting in God. And it's something that
we're continually learning.
I was about to say, we have to keep doing over and over and over again.
Because different circumstances happen in our life and then we forget and then we go, oh, sorry, Lord, I need to trust in you.
Yeah. And also trusting at a deeper level, at a new level, depending on our circumstances, what's happening in our life. And so the scripture that I came across this week was in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 to 8. And I'll read it again because I think it's just a really beautiful scripture. And it says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit."
And I love that first part.
Yeah. The part where it says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord."
Is the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Because it's trusting in him, and he is all that he is in his ability, in his love, in his forgiveness. But it's not we're trusting in just the attributes.
Mm.
We're trusting in him,
the Lord itself.
It's not we're saying, oh, because he does powerful miracles, then I trust in him. Because what if he doesn't do powerful miracles in your life? We still trust him.
Mm.
We still believe in him. It's him, even though all those different attributes and what he does and the creation.
Part of him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just find it such an encouraging scripture because it's telling me that in my life, when I do have fear, when I am anxious, when things aren't going well, if my trust is in God, well, I will bear fruit. I will have life. Like it says, my leaves
will stay green.
Even though there's a drought. Yeah, that's right. And that's why it's so encouraging.
Yes.
Whereas it's so easy to, when those things are happening in your life, to trust in other people.
Well, it's easy to focus on the drought.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm run out of water, run out of money. Mm. How am I going to do this?
Or when's it coming? Like, when's it?
Because
you must think of when the rain's coming.
Yeah, like, yeah. And I'm stuck on the roof of the house. You know, how am I going to get rescued or whatever?
Yeah.
But we're focusing on the wrong thing.
Mm.
Those things will still happen to our life, to the world's life. But on the roof, we can still be praising the Lord that he is sending someone to rescue us.
Mm.
That he has saved us. Mm. And yes, you know, there's mud because I've been through floods, not drought as such, but the floods where the water went through and the, you know, like I said, stuck on the roof. Sorry, the wrong thing. I was thinking of floods, but stuck on the
I was
roof.
Thinking,
the
where
thing.
Did we get to being on the roof? Okay,
but the same
your
type
mind
of
went
thing.
There. There's a challenge in your life. Yeah.
That's right. Whatever challenge, God rocks up.
Mm.
He turns up.
Mm.
You know? And he just does.
And it kind of goes back to like the first verse saying, you know, we're blessed if we trust in the Lord. But it also says because then we're like a tree planted with like roots that is by the stream going to the water.
Because the roots are in him.
Exactly. So because the roots are already in him.
Yes.
Because of that, when fear comes, when the drought comes, when we're anxious, because we're already rooted in him, well, we can still have life.
Yes.
We can still bear fruit.
Yes.
And sometimes
we forget that.
I think we forget that, but then to me it's like go step back then. So am I rooted in him?
Yep.
Like, you know, am I grounding myself in the way that God wants me to live, the way he teaches us to treat people, to love people? Am I, living in his ways? Because then if I can pull that step back first, then hopefully when the challenges come, I've already grounded myself in a certain way.
Very
I'm
true.
Not saying that's
so
easy.
That's actually a lesson in preparation for when hard times do come. You know, why years ago did they used to, when they had good crops, store different of the grains away?
Yeah.
Because they needed it at times when there was the droughts.
We're preparing.
Yeah. And you don't want to be stupid about that, but we're talking about then, are we preparing in our life, like filling ourselves up with Jesus so much that, not that when he's never around, because he is, but when life gets hard and we get fearful and we sort of start to get challenged or look at the drought or the flood or whatever it might be in our life, where we go, no, I don't need to be anxious. I don't need to be fearful. God is who I trust in.
Yep, yep. Because we've done a certain element of preparation, which again is still God doing all the, you know, preparation. He's the one who's there.
Yes.
But yeah, because when you go back a few verses, and I shared about how, like, if we trust in ourselves, you know, so when things are hard, there's a tendency for all of us, I'll take control.
Yes.
And I will, because that way it'll be something will get done.
It'll be in my control. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
But when we do that, that's when, like, this scripture says that we're like a shrub in the desert looking for relief. We're wanting some help, but we can't get it. Whereas when we trust in God, he's there the whole way.
Yeah.
And what I also love is that we bear fruit. Like, even in times,
even in a drought when a tree would not normally.
No, like, God can be working in us and can still provide everything we need. And not only that, cause in us an ability to produce something.
Yes.
Like, you know, that's amazing.
Yes.
And then I think those are times where we can look at sometimes our circumstances. We can look back and go, that wasn't me.
That was,
you know,
God.
That was God. That was who totally helped me the God. Whole way.
Yeah, yeah, totally, yeah. God.
So our weekly challenge for this week, I think, is to reflect on, where are your roots planted?
Yeah, have you got roots
think
planted?
Think about these preparations.
Where are they planted?
Mm.
And are they planted in the right soil?
Yeah.
With Jesus?
Because let's do that now.
Yes.
So that when we get to the drought,
we're ready.
We're ready.
Yeah.
So we hope that chat has really blessed you. Maybe it's given you a new scripture to reflect on for this week.
Yeah, I love the scripture.
And we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.